And at the middle of it, it's approximately 150-foot rise in the property from the loop road to the hotel that he's shown, in about a 700-foot span of distance. So that's about a 20% grade that he's showing just to get up that hill. That seems like a pretty dangerous road. I'm also concerned we have a neighborhood well that services our 8 properties. If the applicant drills enough wells to service 400 units, that's going to take a significant amount of water out of the water table. I'm concerned that it's going to force our homeowners association to, you know, do additional well drilling in order to keep our water supply intact. And finally, I want to address the sewer concern. This property does not connect to any community sewer systems, so he would have to provide his own sewer treatment plant. The location of that plant is not shown on the drawings, and I think where it would be put would have a big bearing on its nuisance to the surrounding community there. And just because of the lack of detail on this proposal, I strongly recommend that you do not approve it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Forgive me, it's just a cold. But I knew it would be crowded, and I didn't want to complicate getting folks sick. I'm Laura Darden. I live at 107 Rocky Road. I made these posters. This is Rocky Road right here. This is our home. This is West View Drive here. I put my hand there. And when Eileen said there are 10 homes in the same spot that Mr. Friend wants to build 400. That's why I made this, so you could see that. And I could put my hand on there and show you what he's talking about doing. This is my neighbor's home. This is the edge of the property. This is how close this comes to my neighbor's home. Don Denton, he'll speak in a minute. I just wanted you to see that so that you would know. Every home from Long Creek Marina all the way along that edge of the lake over to Big Cedar is single family homes. In our neighborhood, of the 8 in our neighborhood, 6 are full-time. Of the 2 on Westwood that I'm including here, that those families are also represented here tonight. They may not speak because we're speaking for them. But those 2 homes here, that's, I'm including those 10, they're also full-time residents. That's where the 80% of full-time residents, and that's not including Amanda Road, which is over here, single-family homes. And around this cove, you can't see it, but this land here, single-family homes. I pay a premium to live in this neighborhood, to have this beautiful view, to have the peace and quiet. There's already the campground and the blue-green establishment. That's plenty. Mr. Flynn has the Monaco's across the way. We need single-family homes here. We don't need 400 units. The other thing I want to bring up is the eagles. This is an eagle nesting area. Mr. Denton is going to testify that he has seen the nest from his fishing boat. I have a great view of that hill, and I often take pictures of the eagles over there. And so I grabbed just a couple of them so that you could see.
I'll look at it, but I'm not going to touch it.
Thank you. these are year-round eagles. And as you know, eagles are, actually Donnie has that documentation, eagles are a protected animal. And before you can go in there, Mr. Prune can go in there, I want to know what he's going to do about the eagles. The other picture I brought is, I have, because I take a lot of pictures out of my back deck. This shows his development across the lake since 2015, 16, 17, 18, and most recently 2019. This is what we have been looking at for the last 4 to 5 years. We don't want him to come through there, strip out all of the woods and the beauty, clear cut it so that he can fill it up with, I don't know, you turn it over and look at the back of your pamphlet that Eileen gave you that shows, you know, the 7 buildings. He's going to have to clear cut it. And then he's going to leave it. Well, I guarantee there's nothing in his project plan about an end date. He's just got, I'm getting emotional. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you.
Donnie?
Next.
My name is Don Denton. I live at 105 Rocky Road.
That house right there. Where this is proposed, this we've been blessed with a 10-month-old baby boy. This is his bedroom that 400 units would be docking down upon. When I bought this house in 2012, I thoroughly checked the zoning of the property with my realtor, and he said it was performance-based zoning. And I had no idea what that was. I come from where you get residential and all that kind of stuff. And he says, well, what that is, it's for what it's been used as. That land is, this is his interpretation, to be used for what it has been used as. It's got to be contiguous with what the surroundings are. There are no commercial entities between 86 and us. The only one that is even close to us is at the end where Big Cedar, the Cliffs Project, which we all know when they do something, they do it right. They've been a great neighbor. But there are hundreds of units down there. They are also getting ready to open the new glamping unit at the Long Creek thing. Very nice project. There are a lot of occupancy there. Mr. Friends, Delmonico across the way, there's occupancy there. I don't think that's 100% occupancy there. As Laura mentioned earlier, we've already been shafted by this developer, everybody in that area. That's all we've been done. That's what's there, a shaft. It is an elevator shaft that we look at as neighbors for the last 4 years. And there was talk of this big, beautiful project, kind of, like the one that was just shown, 400 this or whatever, what it's going to look like, how it's going to improve the community. All it has been is an eyesore. Recent horrible storm came through, and the only thing that TNA has developed on that Demonico property as far as new buildings was the top unit. That top unit was pushed completely off and into the parking lot, which was horrible. Thank God nobody was killed in that. But all I can say is, that was their part of the construction. Everything else that was there weathered this storm, other than maybe some mobile homes and some marinas and stuff that weren't tied down. So another project off UU, it'll be a big luxury project. It's still there. There's still plenty of sites. So I'm just saying the track history for the completion and what's been done and what's not been done by this developer is not good in my eyes. But I just want the residential area for me and my family that we thought that we were getting, that was represented that way. And I urge you not to approve this request to rezone in anything other than residential, beautiful residential. I watch the Owls, the Eagles, all of it were right there. So the Corps of Engineers. I know they've designated that area down there as low-density recreation. That is their take line, which goes below my house, which is right there, which also goes below this. When we look up what their, that's for camping, fishing, hunting, trails, and wildlife. There's plenty of occupancy in the area that we live in for tourists to enjoy. I was a tourist when I came here, fell in love with it, bought my home for my privacy. I bought in a residential area feeling that it was represented that way and that it would stay that way. I will say I would have never bought it if I thought this would have ever even been a discussion. And I can't imagine what it would do to the property values. Number one, if it was complete, as he said, and number two, if it was complete as the other projects that he's attempted in the past.
30 seconds.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to go? Go ahead. I'm going to sell this in a second.
I'm going to make this short. What I'm concerned
is... Sir, what is your name?
Warren Samuelson. I live on Westview Drive. And Westview Drive comes off from 86, goes up quite a steep hill, and I understand that if I'm right on this, that he's going to be going up Westview Drive and then making a road that comes across the top up there going down his properties. I hope I'm right on that. But right now, it's a safety factor because when the cars come out or cross the bridge onto 86, they always gun it, and they're coming up that hill 60, 70 miles an hour, and we have an awful time trying to get out onto 86 from Westview Drive. And if he's going to have the exit from his properties coming down Westview Drive, it's going to be an impossibility for cars to get out on that road without somebody getting killed. It's just a real bad situation. I certainly urge you not to approve that project.
Thank you.
This here is from, I'm sorry.
Hi, my name is Rob Mosley. I live at 300 Westview Drive. You can leave the map just like that. I want to talk about. So what I did was last night I walked from Rocky Road on the north side all the way up till the guardrail. And I picked up bottles, cans, trash, and this increase when they got the cliffs up. Okay, it wasn't there before. Now, this is one side. You guys can see. I see beer bottles, coffee cups. There's a Mick Ultra, etc. Those are your tourists right there. So whoever said earlier they don't party, right on. Okay. Thing is, when I went to the other road over here, Amanda Road, I walked Amanda Road, all residential, no commercial, no any high rise or anything. Guess how much trash I found? Zero. So, my other concern is if they build this and they clear these trees and the residents, Roger, Virginia at the back, they have the same concerns. Are they going to blast? And if they blast, I'm so close, are they going to mess up my foundation? If they mess up my foundation, they're going to come and fix it. Are they going to fix Roger and Virginia's foundation if they have to blast to get those things in there? This is a very, very steep hill. Going down here, coming out of my driveway, I've actually laid my motorcycle down twice because trying to get on the gravel is so steep. This is a non-maintained road. You guys can see this is a dry bed creek. In time of rains, this thing fills up real quick. So the plan, whatever they're going to do, this water is coming. And with all that trash, and there's only one earth, there's only one Table Rock Lake. Where do you think the trash is going to go? Surely, it's our lake, right? And I disapprove it, so thank you.
Thank you. Did we get everybody on the back row? The middle row there? Y'all done?
Yep.
Ma'am?
Okay, I'm Gruber, and can you zoom out to do the big picture thing with the bridge? Yeah, that one. That's good. So, my husband and I own this property right here. 8.3 acres, and that's the single resident home that we bought 3-4 years ago, right next to this. And I am strongly opposed to this proposal And you want to know how strong I am? I am so strongly opposed. My dad had open heart surgery this morning, and I've been